there's been a lot of talk about
what's going on.
There's a lot at stake.
A lot of damage.
The time has come for you to sound off.
All of these things are happening all at once.
What's bugging you? Call now. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It is 7:20, and you're listening to The Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. Don't forget, you can always find The Bob Rose Show podcast, so you don't miss anything. Wherever you normally download your podcast, just click on subscribe. All right, it's time for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. It's where you call in and air it out. 877-975-9825. Good morning, Tony. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob. I'm going to try to be calm. But I'm not really surprised that the FBI was implicit in the January 6th. We all knew it. Members of Congress knew it. But I'm going to say this. The FBI as an organization needs to be disbanded. It needs to be blown to the four winds. Those employees need to go get a real job. I don't care if they're picking up trash. I don't care if they get a security job. We don't need the FBI anymore, and they have proved it time and time and time again. So I know that, you know, again, I'm not surprised, and I'm really not going to be surprised to see that nothing's going to happen to these people. But it just really sickens me because I was reading an article that another January 6er is going to prison while these clowns keep honking their horns. So this story gets three honks. Honk, honk, honk. It's clown world season. I'm sick of the lies, and you should be too. Thanks.
Yeah, day one, January 20th, Trump already said that he's going to begin to release these people. So
that'd be good.
Again, yeah. Another can't wait kind of scenario. Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is regarding the drones. There seems to be a major silence regarding accountability and answerability. In my opinion, and hopefully I'm wrong, it seems like training runs are being run, and then we're going to have one of those all, oh, well, who could have known that this would happen after the fact and stuff. So that's what's bugging me. I'm a little scared about the drone situation.
Yeah, and you wonder, you know they must know more than they know. Why aren't they sharing that with us to alleviate our fears or to maybe prepare us? But no, we're getting neither. Let's go to Peasant with a Pitchfork. What's bugging you?
Yeah, good morning, Bob. What's bugging me is this double standard we seem to have with older men having younger girlfriends. We talk about how they're perverts if they're a certain age older. And here we got Bill Belichick. He's 48 years older than his 24-year-old girlfriend, but nobody has anything to say about him being a pervert.
Well, I'll tell you, I think there's something a little pervy about it, but as long as it's, you know, she's a grown adult, but yeah, did some kind of grooming take place? It's possible. Yeah. 877-975-9825. And, you know, for an age difference of 10 or even 20 years, not a big deal. But when the person's only 24 and they want to be with somebody who's 70-something, unless, what if they struck an agreement? You know, you've mm-hmm. had arranged marriages forever.
Sure.
What about if you have an agreement, you say, hey, I'm going to give you the best 10 years of your life. And
yeah.
when you're not here, you can take care of me financially.
Well, remember Anna Nicole Smith's wedding? He was in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
And not because he broke his leg, so the same.
Yeah, the guy was, what was he like?
114, yes.
Yeah, so something like
he
that.
He was way up there.
Yeah. Let's go to John. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. I tell you what, it's 76. I hate being made a fool out of, and I think the government's making a fool out of a bunch of people right now. I think this drone thing, I think it's an elaborate scam, a hoax, a diversion by the government for whatever reason, I don't know, but a lot of things don't add up. I think it's a diversion, and I think it's a bunch of crap.
Well, I mean, that's what happens. We all speculate, and under this current administration, I have never witnessed in my lifetime an administration that has been so pathological in their lying to the American people on virtually any issue, especially any issue of importance. And this is another example. Let's go to first, let me give you the. Because we do have some open lines. 877-975-9825. Still got a minute or two to get in for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Hey, Donnie, what's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob. Hey, please stop falling for this drone story. I know everybody's on it, but come on. These are airplanes, most of them. But what I called to what's bugging me the most is the media is lamenting the social media coverage of the shooter. Yet, watching Fox News yesterday on special report, 12 different pictures of this shooter, some without a shirt, some on the beach. CNN's doing the same thing. They can't stop saying this kid's name. I thought we weren't supposed to do that.
Yeah, I think what makes this slightly different is this wasn't one of your antisocial weirdos living in their, you know, their mother's basement and, you know, like that. This kid at one time, valedictorian, very smart, University of Pennsylvania, Ivy League education, and then you see what's occurred here. So I think there is an interest above the average in a case like this, but doesn't mean it's okay.
Right. And we say kid, he's 26, and relatively, compared to us, he's a kid. But, hey, 26, you ought to kind of be, you know, getting your act together.
Think so? That's like 30 should be the cutoff for that.
26, you can finally get off your parents' insurance.
Well, maybe that's part of his issue.
Growing up?
No, I mean, he just got kicked off his parents' insurance. Let's go to it. Tater, what's bugging you?
Good morning, fellow election denier. Hey, Bob and Greg. Listen, what's bugging me, and I'm going to echo everybody else this morning that's calling about the same thing. We knew that Biden was lying when he said he wasn't going to pardon his son. We knew Christopher Wray was lying whenever he said there was no FBI involvement. We knew that chick was lying whenever she said she was raped by those kids in North Carolina. It just goes on and on and on. The Bible tells us, Bob, that there will be justice one day and there will be a reckoning. But what's bugging me, buddy, is I want to see it now. I want to see it in my lifetime. I hope you guys have a great day.
Hey, we hope you do, too. Yeah. Yep. Good stuff. What's bugging you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't there also some stuff that talks about the end days where, you know, people think, you know, up is down,
right is wrong.
Yeah.
We're there.
It would seem so.
It's just, we weren't expecting it this quickly, I don't think.
No, it did happen. It appears anyway to us.
Yeah.
Kind of rapidly.
Yeah.
Well, the whole Trump derangement syndrome was
sort
of the tip of the iceberg and a tip off to say, hey, man, there's some people who are not thinking things through thoroughly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And logically.
Lack of logic and thinking. Yeah, definitely.
7:28 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Coming up, Trump and happy times ahead. And we need some good positive stuff. I'll share that with you coming up on 97.3 The Sky.
Trending right now on The Sky.
I hereby pardon.
This pardon is a perversion of justice.
Why don't you go ahead and pardon Donald Trump for all his charges?
As it happens.
An arrest in the killing of United Healthcare CEO.
Good old-fashioned police work.
The news station.
Syrian rebels ousted President Bashar al-Assad.
We have to, in Congress, we have to get rid of the waste.
Now, more news. Updates every half hour. Breaking news at once. On News Talk 97.3. The Sky.